Yes, we are here. We are back with another episode, episode 71 of Real, aka Truth. This is your host, MUFF.
I am the co-host, Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the co-host with the most notes, Mr. Hall Nothing Back, Plenty Monikers. Plenty Monikers isn't a nickname in itself. Plenty Monikers isn't me telling you I have Plenty Monikers. Plenty Monikers is a way of living.
Shit, we ain't recording.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we recorded, man. That used to be like my favorite part of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they go to the strip club.
But every time I hear that song, Fresh Prince immediately comes to my mind. I think that's for everybody though.
Yeah, me too. Which part did you like better? Did you like when they were going behind the scenes and they done it? Or do you like when they was at the strip club and they done it?
It's all the same to me. I just think about Carson doing the dance.
Well, Will does it too.
Yeah, because something about Carson, when he does it though, man, he's like, he's serious with it. He got the face and everything.
When it hits a little, and every time it hits a little, they pop them hips.
Yeah, he's dead serious.
Good times, man. Good times.
Good times, man.
So,
what's going on, man?
With Donald Trump having the coronavirus, do you think the next presidential debate should be postponed? I think they should do it via Zoom.
Well, according to him, he don't want to have it if he has to do a virtual.
He said, who is him, Biden or Trump?
Trump. He said, I ain't doing the virtual. I want to be in person. All right.
You know why? Because he wants to get fucking Biden sick. He wants to get Biden sick, and hopefully it kills Biden's old ass. That's what he's wanting.
Yeah. Well, according to him, he says, if they do a virtual, it'll be easier for them to cut him out so he can't talk, which is a good idea because all right. He did was interrupt the next election.
Exactly. That's exactly what. The moderator needs to be the host of the virtual, and who's ever not talking, the moderator needs to put him on mute.
I know, mute the ass. Exactly.
Yeah. And then these work both ways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when
Trump talking, mute Biden. When Biden talking, mute Trump.
I know it's only fair. I don't get Trump. If he can't have his way, he don't want to do it.
Oh yeah, I already know.
But that would be the ideal situation though. It's fair.
Yep.
But it don't seem like
if it comes down to the nitty gritty, if it's either do it virtual or not at all, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, as of right now, they postponed the next two until the last one, which is like, I think, a few days before the actual election. So,
we'll see what's going on.
That's got to be the first in history that there have been no like debates. Even though we had one, but it ain't going to be no more until the actual election.
What about the old fly hopping on Mike Pence's head during the vice presidential debate?
Man, it just makes me wonder what the hell going on with that man here.
Well, you know what it is, man. Flies are attracted to shit, man. That's all that is.
Well, the Republican, this administration is just... It's a shitty one, so hey. Flies run into the shit storm.
That they do, man. That they do. Today is Saturday, October the 10th, 2020, which means last night, October the 9th, was game
Game five.
Of the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Miami Heat. I knew the way the energy was going in the first quarter that the Lakers would not win.
See, man, it goes back to you saying that you are bad luck to your team that you're going for.
Oh, when they took the lead, I sent you that LeBron James dancing text message, and then that's when the shit started again. Yeah. I told myself that, too. I said, watch, now that I sent that fucking LeBron James dancing text message, now the motherfucker going to lose.
I mean, I will say this. You were right with the energy thing because they didn't seem to be playing with no urgency in there. It sounded like it was a shutout game. Like, it was like another game to them. Wasn't no
Danny trying to Green, dominate or nothing. Danny Green missing wide open three-pointer.
Why would they take so many threes, ass? Like, I didn't get that. Like, why are y'all shooting? Like, y'all not Miami. Y'all can't shoot like that. Stop taking fucking threes.
They play again tonight or tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow.
Or Monday night.
I want to say it's tomorrow night. Maybe Monday night, but I think it's tomorrow night. And why was Morris on the floor in the last couple of minutes? Like, why was he out there? I didn't get that.
There was like 0.7 seconds left. And they put fucking Jared Dudley in the game. Not even a whole second left, they put Jared Dudley in the game.
Oh, I was like, what? What is y'all doing with the rotations now?
I don't know what they had going on. They might.
Rondo should have been in that game the entire time. And he ain't played like he should have played last, like, well, the minutes anyway. I don't know what Frank Vogel got up his sleeve doing that bullshit.
If the Lakers lose game six, will you be nervous?
No, I don't think I'll be nervous. I think they'll put it out still. I think they'll end it in this game. Which they still could have won this game had they stopped making them dumb mistakes they were making. First of all, shooting all the threes.
Think so?
Yeah. I think they'll put it out. Bro, if they don't, this might be one of the biggest upsets in NBA history, bro. Because there's no way Miami should win this series.
Was you looking for the series to end last night?
I was. I was looking for it to be over with.
I think a lot of people were, too.
Like, bro, Miami, them motherfuckers got some shooters, bro. Like, how many threes did they hit last night? It's amazing. I'm talking about the whole team bucking.
I watched the game on mute. Did the Lakers ever have the lead at all until the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they had a lead. Mm-hmm. I think they had it in third quarter a couple times. Yeah, they had the lead a couple times.
Oh, okay.
The fourth quarter, it went back and forth, though.
See, I did not know that. Yeah, I thought the Heat led the whole entire game.
Mm-mm. He's good at he's a good ass team though. They're a good team.
Hopefully the Lakers pull it on off game six. Hopefully.
They should. They should have ended that shit last night had they
get that 4-2 win, you know.
Yeah. And LeBron played good last night too, man. He what, like 6 of 8 of his threes he made, which is unheard of for him.
I watched the game on mute. I was watching the new Netflix horror series, The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Bly Manor?
Bly, B-L-Y, The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Is the whole series on Netflix or are they doing it like weekly episodes?
It's already on there. All 8 episodes is already on there.
Oh, okay. How is it?
It's interesting, but it's not as scary as it was primitive to be.
Well, is anything really scary these days?
It's like a spinoff of the first Netflix original, The Haunting of Hill House. The Haunting of Hill House was pretty fucking scary.
Really? Yeah. I think I do remember telling me that, though.
Yeah, I tried to get you and the old girl to watch it.
No, she don't watch scary shit at all.
But Bly Manor, it's very more interesting than it is scary.
Hmm.
It's like maybe 8% scary out of 100.
That's pretty bad. Shit.
But it's like 90. It's like 92% interesting out of 100.
When you say interesting, do you mean like suspenseful or just
like the story is damn good?
Okay, I got you. Good writing and all that shit.
Yeah, writing, acting, all that.
I got you. Anybody in it that I know?
No.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler's Halloween movie came out on Netflix. Hubie Halloween.
Is it funny? Is it a funny movie or is it trying to be scary?
It's trying to be. It's one of those trying to be funny movies that's so stupid that it's actually kind of funny.
Entertaining? Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like a spoof comedy.
I guess.
Yeah, like a spoof parody comedy.
Yeah, like scary movie. And,
yeah.
We had one of them movies in a while. They ran that shit into the ground, though, because every movie they used to come out and be like that. I remember, what's the shit? Well, they was trying to spoof 300 and some other shit they had.
Only been a lot of spoof movies in the days.
Well, it ain't been around. It's been a few years since we had some. I remember,
recently. I'm talking about in history. They had a lot of spoof movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of the last one I saw, but I just can't think of the name of it. But I know it was like spoofing 300, though.
But anyway, this movie here, Hubie Halloween, Adam Sandler, all the movie podcasts that I follow on Twitter, I asked them what they thought about it, you know, and they were like, well, when Adam Sandler got snubbed out of an Oscar, he was like, okay, y'all don't want to give me no Oscars for my good shit? My good shit ain't good enough? I'm finna purposely put out the trashiest shit ever. Y'all think my... You think my shit while I'm actually trying is trash? Just imagine how trash my trash is going to be when I don't try.
I heard that.
So, that movie's supposed to be like that. And I can believe it, too, because it's like, I quit watching.
Oh, damn, that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad. I quit watching.
Well,
when he put the piss-covered sheet on and cut some holes in it to be a ghost and start running through the elementary school talking about some I was like, man, let me cut this stupid shit off.
I will be with him on the Oscar thing, but it depends on who he was nominated with. And I'm pretty sure he was nominated with him. I don't even know. Yeah, so I can't be with him with the Oscar shit, because I'm trying to think. I can't think of the past. Oh, shit. Was he nominated with the Joker?
I have no idea.
Because if he was, you weren't going to win that, my G.
I don't think it was this year's Oscars. No way. I don't think it was the last Oscars that happened. I think it was the Oscar before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So, I don't know.
I kind of want to research it just to see, did he even have a chance?
Well, you would think, you know, he's one of the top actors out there. You would think he would have an Oscar by now, but it took Leonardo DiCaprio forever to get an Oscar.
I know, right? That's crazy.
He didn't get an Oscar till The Revenant.
I know. That what, 17, 2017 or 16?
17.
Yeah. And I feel like he should have got it for movies before that, rather than The Revenant.
Titanic. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Shutter Island.
Yeah, he makes real good choices with movies.
Yep. The Dreaming movie, what's it called?
Oh, shit. They're my shit, too.
Inception?
Inception, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Inception.
Yeah, that's my shit right there. I know that movie.
We are back. Sorry for the technical difficulty. At least I had the wherewithal to pause the recording.
Yeah. Last time, shit got fucked up.
Yeah. So, have you heard any news on the Joe Budden podcast? Whether it's going to be on YouTube, podcast apps, or what?
Not a word.
meaning, and by not a word being heard, it won't surprise me if it don't come out October 14th either.
I feel like he gonna announce everything like the day before. Like Monday, he gonna have a bunch of shit on online talking about it.
Do you think, this is what I think, I think he's not doing the Joe Budden podcast on purpose just to get, see the thing is views up. Because people have been missing the Joe Budden podcast. They want something, they want some new episodes to listen to. And if see the thing is what they put out on Joe Budden TV via YouTube channel, I guess what's that, I guess that's what they'll watch.
I mean, that could be a possibility, but I just feel like he got something up his sleeve the way he gonna roll Joe Budden back out again.
See, the thing is, he got like 250,000 views in 4 days.
Yeah, man, I was happy for that because it's dope.
But do you think if some new Joe Budden episodes would have rolled out, that it still would have got 250,000 views? See, I don't.
You know what? That's a good point. I don't know if he would have got that.
Especially by them coming out on the same YouTube channel, you know.
Yeah. So you might be right about that. I don't know if they would have got that.
Nah. And I think that's why there's been no new Joe Budden episode.
Yeah, well, just a good strategy. That way everybody can get accustomed to them, then get a fan base and roll Joe Budden back out. So,
yeah.
I can see that. That's a good strategy. I'm not mad at it.
Nah, meaning. But I still feel like he should let somebody know something. Don't leave them in the dark.
Well, sometimes it's good to leave people in the dark. Sometimes it's good. Don't announce all your moves. Move in silence sometimes.
Well, I guess that's why he keeps losing subscribers left and right. Let him keep on if that's what he wants to do.
I'm sure he's got a plan. He's getting to be kind of, well, I ain't going to say he's calculated, but he tries to be calculated.
Well, I wish him the best, but whatever he's doing now, it ain't working for him. For the podcast, at least, or for the YouTube channel, at least, put it like that, because he's losing subscribers.
Has that been announced, he's losing subscribers?
I mean, it hasn't on none of the, like, hip-hop DX or nothing like that, but I've been keeping an eye on it. I know one time it was, like, 935, and then it dropped to, like, 825. So I was 110.
Your right voice sounded robotic.
All right, I'm here. I'm back. What I said was it hasn't been announced about him losing subscribers, but I've been keeping an eye on it that, you know, one time I looked at it, it was like 856,000. Well, first time I looked at it, it was like 935. The next time I looked at it, it was 856. So that was almost 100,000 subscribers lost in less than a week.
Damn, that's a nice little drop.
Yeah, it wasn't no little bit, you know, because I remember making a post about it when it was 935. I'm like, he's so close to a million subscribers. He's so close to getting that golden play button. Let's help him get that golden play button. If you hadn't subscribed, go subscribe to the channel. Then, like, 3 or 4, 5 days later, I looked at it. Damn, done lost almost 100,000.
Hmm. What made people stop subscribing? This is part of the smear campaign.
Leaving people in the dark.
I don't know. Well, you never know. It could be it. But they got to realize. They got to realize he's going through some shit, though. I mean, the fact that he bouncing back, kind of as quick as he is with a podcast and everything, is kind of. I mean, it's kind of a testament to his work ethic. But I don't know.
If it was left up to the hardcore JBP fans, they would make them put out an episode every day.
You know what? That's probably true.
So, yeah. JBP fans, the hardcore fans, are they something else now?
Oh, that's where anybody is. with a fan base like his, like the Barbs and the Rihanna fan base, Beyonce fan base.
You don't keep up with baseball, eh?
Not at all.
Oh, well, the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to play each other in the National League Championship Series. And the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are going to play each other in the American League Championship Series. So I'm hoping it will be the Dodgers versus the Rays in the World Series.
Who are you going with out of the Dodgers and the Braves?
The Dodgers.
Well, I would say the Braves because my dad and my granddad were Braves junkies. I used to hate being a kid and having to watch some long-ass baseball games on the weekends.
Did you ever go to a baseball game?
I went to one baby ass game, and I went to one at high school that I actually paid for. I don't know why I paid to go, but I think it was just to get out of class, and I hated it because it's the longest, most boring shit ever.
It's America's favorite sport, man.
Man, America. They say it's not about America that baseball is their favorite sport. It's not. It ain't nothing going on. You got to wait for some shit to happen.
You know, in Donald Trump's first public appearance since testing positive for COVID, he wasn't even fucking wearing a mask.
He always snatching the damn mask off like he's trying to prove a point. Oh, but you know what? I did hear this theory on Brilliant Idiots that Charlamagne said he doesn't really have the virus, but he's going to tell people that he took this drug, which is from this company called Regeneron or some shit like that, which he has a bunch of stock and shit in. He going to roll that out. It's like America drug and just, you know, and the stock's going to shoot up and he going to make bank.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I absolutely see that shit.
He was on Stephen Colbert, the late show the other night, talking about some medicine.
Was he in, were they in person or virtual?
It was over the phone.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, Donald Trump was not there, just his voice was there.
I got you. Donald Trump, something else, man. That is an interesting dude. He is the epitome of white privilege.
Kamala Harris said on the vice presidential debate that Donald Trump was like $400 million in debt.
I know, and I wouldn't doubt it either.
Nah, me neither.
But still only paying $750 in taxes. That's fucking insane. But like I said, if you know how to cheat the system, go ahead and do that shit. I ain't mad at you. I need to know how to cheat the system.
Did you see where T.I.'s daughter said that she was kind of glad that the whole Hyman thing happened, because ever since the Hyman thing happened, that he kind of lightened up as a parent? I reckon because the whole world was telling him, look, man, you too strict.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it takes shit like that for people to open their eyes and realize that, you know, they making mistakes. And T.I. has always given off a kind of a, just a bit of a controlling, like he's just a bit controlling to me from what I've seen. Like I'll watch a show and see how he interact with his wife and stuff sometimes. And like, he's just maybe a bit controlling a bit. Like that man ego thing, like the man do this, the woman do this. So yeah, I'm glad he got his eyes open. It takes shit like that to do it. So
Ain't no doubt. There's something else I was finna say, but damn. What was I finna say? Oh, I was gonna talk about Tory Lanez getting brought up on charges against Megan Thee Stallion. What do you think? What is your thought process?
Like I say, I'm not speaking on it no more because that shit is weird to me, because it still makes no sense to me that those two high profile people are able to keep such a lot of information on this shit secret. And I still think they both holding a lot of shit back. So I'm just going to wait and see. Because like he said, he's been charged but not convicted. And the fact that he's still in this country and everything is says something. So I'm sitting back and not saying that I'm saying Meg is lying about anything, but I still think they both haven't said everything.
You think Meg will actually physically go to court and testify?
I absolutely do.
You don't think that would hurt her rapping credibility as a snitch?
Meg's fans don't give a shit. And besides, this is these last few years has been all about women, so she'll be all right. The only way,
if Tekashi could do it, she can do it.
I mean, but did she? I mean, what is her quote unquote snitching is a whole lot different than what Tekashi did.
Right. She's the actual victim. He wasn't victim.
She's a victim. Like Tory Lanez is a. That's bullshit to pull out a gun on a woman walking away. Is it put out a gun on a woman in any situation, dude? If she ain't about to kill you, there ain't no need for that. So, so we gonna see when this all this shit come out. But if he did that shit for real, like she said, he might as well get ready to pack his bags and get gone because they finna get rid of him.
You don't think he gonna do no jail time behind it, huh? Think he just gonna get deported, eh?
Well, suppose he's looking at, I think, 25 years if convicted. He probably would rather get deported.
So he wasn't on no probation or nothing like that already, was he?
I don't think so. Not that I've heard, anyway. I mean, I haven't heard of him getting in no trouble or nothing, so I don't think he was on no probation or nothing. I mean, if he was on probation, they'd have been did something to his ass, but he out running around, so we'll see. Well, she better enjoy while he can.
You think there will ever be a world we live in or a country we live in where a president can run longer than 8 years?
I don't think that's going to happen. Well, no, I ain't going to say never. I don't see it right now, but I can't say it won't ever happen.
I think people don't want to do it right now because if you make people able to run more than 8 years, Obama will run again for another 4 years and he'd probably win.
Yeah. Oh, if Trump wins again, he gonna definitely try to extend his term again. He trying that shit.
Oh, if he do, Barack gonna run and Barack gonna win.
Yeah.
You think Bill Clinton could win?
I don't know if Bill Clinton could win now.
Not with the Me Too movement, huh?
Yeah. I don't think he could win now. And I don't know if Obama would want to run again, to be honest with you. I don't know if he would want to.
What I don't get is how in the world what you done with your penis, as long as everything was legal, you know, it wasn't no minors or anything like that, or no rape or anything like that, you know? As long as it was legal, consensual sex, why should that have anything to do with you being president?
Well, for what we know, it wasn't consensual. Well,
they had tape, man. All every phone call that Monica Lewinsky had was recorded. And in them phone calls, she was saying how much in love with him she was. And, excuse me, how much she was the aggressor. It wasn't even him. It was her.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know all this shit.
Yeah.
I thought he was using his power to kind of get what he wanted out of
him. Okay,
I got you. I never knew that. That's how much I ain't pay attention to politics back then, though. I ain't give a shit.
Now, one girl did come forward and say that he was the aggressor and shit like that, but that never did go nowhere. The thing that went somewhere was the Monica Lewinsky thing.
She was a nobody? The other girl that came out?
Yeah, she was a nobody.
That's bad when people don't care when it's a nobody. Like, if you ain't famous, who cares?
Did you see where YouTube is putting $100 million behind a global initiative to spotlight Black stories and Black creators?
I did see that. I plan on trying to capitalize on that, too. I got to research that.
Is it sad that my first thought was, why only $100 million? $100 million don't seem like shit compared to you two.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably make that in a few months during the year.
Did you see where Donald Trump talked bad about LeBron James?
Yes.
Did you hear who the clip?
I ain't listening to the clip. I just saw the headline. But who has he talked bad about?
Hey.
He called Kamala Harris a monster.
I would fuck Kamala Harris, bro.
You know what? It is some kind of sexy about her, man.
Yeah, like.
It's some sexy about her.
And it's not that if she offered it to me, turn it down type of, I would smash her. No, I would actually pursue her, smash her.
Huh, what is it about her that made you want to chase her down?
I don't know. It's just something about.
That's unusual. That's an unusual choice for you, man.
It's hard to explain.
And she a cougar, man. She'll probably put something on you, man.
Yeah.
Have you whipped? Yeah, but I feel you, though. Kamala Harris, it is some kind of sexy about her, though.
Has there ever been a woman vice president before?
Nope. She would be the first.
You think that hurts Joe Biden's credibility?
No, I think that's going to help him. Well, that's going to help him among the black voters in a way. I know most men, especially white men, they don't want to see no woman in the White House. They like, fuck that shit. So, it's a positive and a negative.
Yeah, I can see that.
We shall see. I think you be trying to vote online. I know I did some a few months ago, a few weeks ago, so I could vote online because I ain't going out to the poll. I feel like it's gonna be a dangerous day to be outside going to the polls, man. I want to stay home on that day.
Think so?
Yes, I just feel like something's gonna happen the election day. Like everybody needs to be at home. I am not going to no poll on that day. I feel like something's gonna break out.
The basketball game, and I helped them get open.
This is the Trump.
I haven't watched the basketball game.
You tried to help the NFL.
I tried to help the NFL, and then Roger, nice guy, Goodell, in his basement wearing a very tight blue T-shirt, you know, and he's not meant for it, nor am I, nor are you. It's just one of those things, you know, at a certain age you put on a tie, right? But what happens is he brought it up again. I said to him, I taught you a lesson 2 years ago about standing for the flag. Their ratings went down the tubes. And now you look at everybody with their hands in their air, in the air, and they're kneeling. And I just don't have the same interest. And neither do a lot of other people. Yeah. Right? The NBA has become so political that nobody cares about it anymore.
That's
nobody
not why people want
the basketball game. And I help.
So there's that.
I'm so sick of these people.
I don't know I don't even know who's playing in the finals. I don't know anybody that's watching the NBA. LeBron has been a spokesman. I don't know him. I never met him. All I know is when he endorsed Hillary, I said, that's the greatest endorsement I've ever seen, because when he endorsed Hillary 4 years ago, she came up to his knee. I said, that is not the best-looking president I've ever seen. Okay? I thought that was the greatest. It was standing.
You mean standing? She came up to his knee.
They were standing. No, she was up to about his knee. I mean, literally, I've never seen anything. And I said, that's not good. But LeBron is a spokesman for the Democratic Party. It's a very nasty spokesman, because again,
yeah, they are angry
so much for the black community, and people don't want to see that. And he's a great basketball player, but people don't want to see a guy that's that way. They don't want to see that. They, you know, we have enough difficulty doing. Gotcha. I don't know.
Well,
I know if our Trump calls everybody else nasty, but think he's just so righteous. Like, nigga, what? Why don't you think you nasty?
And what in the hell does how tall LeBron James standing next to Hillary Clinton got to do with any fucking thing?
And with anything. Who gives a shit?
With anything in the world, what in the fuck did that have to do with anything?
Because he ain't got nothing else bad to say. He got to say something about LeBron. He's too tall. Nigga, shut the hell up, man.
You don't want to sit down and watch a basketball game and then watch somebody that hates your guts, okay? And he's a hater. So I look at it, and I look at the NBA, and I can't watch it, and nobody's watching it, and their ratings are down the tubes. And I'm telling you, I haven't watched a basketball game, like, in a long time, and I have no interest in doing it. And you know what? That's a very sad commentary, because I'd love to, but I just don't have any interest in it anymore.
I don't.
And other things I do. I have great interest, but I don't have...
Well. I'm pretty sure they don't give a fuck that you're not watching.
And who believes Trump watch basketball anyway? I don't see Trump sitting down and watch no basketball game.
Definitely not me. When is the last... Has a team that won any fucking championship, whether it be World Series college baseball or Little League T-ball, Little League World Series, has a team ever came to the White House since Trump's been in the office?
Who did he invite to the White House?
It don't matter who he invited. I want to know, did any team ever actually show up?
I'm trying to think. I feel like one team did show up.
Was it a majority of that team that showed up? Were they white? Were they white players?
I'm sure. I think he invited Golden State. They said no. Who was he invite?
Did he invite the Cavaliers in 2016?
If he did, I'm sure they didn't go.
So, you know, that was... The Cavaliers was the first team to win the finals since Trump was in office. You know, Trump got in office January the 1st, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so.
Well, who was that one when he ordered? I think it was Wendy's or McDonald's or everybody. Who was that?
I don't know, but I remember seeing a whole kitchen table full of Big Macs and Filet-O-Fishes.
Yeah, that was the funniest shit in the world. Trump is wild, bro.
You have access to any food in the world, any chef in the world. Yes, you can get anything. McDonald's.
Yes. That is insane. Do you know how classless that is?
That was amazing to me.
Only Trump would do that, though. He's the only person who would do that, do some shit like that.
Yeah, that was effing amazing to me.
Yeah, that was wild. That was wild, bro. I don't know if it gets any wilder than that.
I don't know if it does either. Really don't.
I would say it's about Trump, man. He, in a crazy way, he's entertaining. Sometimes it's bad, but he gonna make you talk about it.
But you were saying that you were scared to vote before I started playing the Trump clip. How are you voting? By phone or by mail?
I plan on voting on this computer because I feel that's something where you can vote from your computer. I just got to find the email so I can do it.
Oh.
That's how I'm voting. I ain't going out to the fucking poll.
And another thing I thought about, you know, I was watching something and I seen people, you know, they have things standing like out by Walmart or something where you can drop your vote in.
Yeah.
Man, just imagine people like all the shit they gonna put in that motherfucker.
I know, right?
Like they might actually put a turd in an envelope and put it in there. Motherfuckers know they got the coronavirus on purpose, coughing all over the shit, putting it in there.
That's true. I ain't think about shit like that. Well, somebody sent some kind of pause on some shit to him a couple weeks ago in the mail. But the Secret Service guys got a hold of it before it got to him.
And the radical left controls Biden won't be president for 2 months, okay? He won't be president for 2 months.
So
if Biden never got in,
you mean he'll have to step down? Are you saying you think he'll have to step down after 2 months?
He's not mentally capable of being president. You know that. Everybody knows that. Everybody that knows him, he can't be president. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way, but this monster, she says, no, no, there won't be fracking. There won't be this. There won't. Everything she said is a lie. In fact, they
well,
go
she
back
wants to reimagine
and they agree
the
to the manifesto. Take a look at the manifesto.
The dude's wild.
I feel like he's trying to say, if Joe Biden get in the wild, he gonna die. He too old. He gonna pass out.
Well, I've heard people say, I don't know how true it is, heard people say that every morning Joe Biden has to be given a remedy of medicine just to keep him going for that day.
I believe
and,
it.
And some days, like, the medicine don't work like it's supposed to. They won't even let him come out of the house.
I believe it. I will agree with Trump on that. He probably not mentally or physically capable to be president. He's just not.
So not a lot of people say that if Biden is elected president within a short amount of time, Kamala Harris will be your next president.
Yeah. And that's probably the only way we would get a woman president. If he kicked the bucket.
Speaking of women, man, did you see where Young Jeezy's wife says she's going to take a submissive role in the marriage? Jenny May. You know, she's on one of them talk shows. She's the Asian on that talk show that comes on ABC.
Talking about Jenny May?
Yeah.
What about her?
She says that she plans to take a submissive role in her marriage to Young Jeezy.
Well, I mean, that's what wives typically do. When they have a good man, you know, they submit to their husband.
But when she says that, first thing come to my mind is if she leaves a spot on the dishes, didn't wash them right, he can hit her in the face, and that's what she wants. That's what she likes. That's what I'm taking submissive as.
I wouldn't think she meant it like that.
Did you see where the FBI arrested 6 people in a plot to kidnap the Michigan governor? Because she's locked down over COVID?
No, I did not see that. That's wild.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, bro. Pretty wild. Do you think to get back to 100% physical health as a country, that the whole country will need to go on lockdown for a little bit? Like people stay home, and if you stay home, you can't spread the disease.
Well, that's what I thought we should do when the pandemic first started. That everybody should just shut down. Everybody, like no one come outside. Cause that's what the country that had the lowest spikes in the coronavirus. That's what they did. They shut everything down. Everybody stayed home for like a month and just or 3 weeks or whatever long it was. Just didn't come outside, and they ain't had to worry about the virus no more. But you know, America, we stubborn as hell. We want to do what we want to do.
True.
We don't give a fuck about each other. We need to change the name to the United States of America, because we're not united. That needs to be changed.
The Divided States of America.
Yes. Yeah.
DSA.
Because everything about this country speaks division in its infrastructure, everything.
Yeah. You know, there was something I always wondered. Does Cardi B have any ties to Cash App? Because on all the Cash App social media platforms, they follow one person and one person only, and that's Cardi B.
I'm sure. No joke, you know, Joe, he has dealings with Cash App because it's just on when he does the pull up,
they sponsor, yeah, but I'm talking about like they only follow one person, and that would be Cardi B.
I don't know, that's interesting though.
Candace Owens, Blexit Group pays for attendees' travel to Trump's White House event.
Everybody got pizza, everybody good.
You say her Blexit group?
Blexit. B-L-E-X-I-T. Blexit. Don't get me lying about what Blexit means.
Oh, just about that. What the hell does that mean?
Don't give me the line.
She, well, I ain't fair to talk about Candace Owens.
So you been to the movies here in Mobile, Alabama since they started Battle Rocking?
Not at all.
I was going to ask you, what was the environment like?
I don't know. I wanted to go see the New Mutants, but I never did go. And I wanted to see what's the other movie? Tenet. I wanted to see that too.
Yeah, I already knew what that's what you're finna see.
Yeah.
You know that's Denzel Washington's son, don't you?
Had no idea.
Yep. John David Washington.
Okay.
You can kind of tell it. Some parts.
Yeah, now that you say it, I can kind of see it.
But I knew it already because he played in the HBO series Ballers.
Okay, I ain't never watched Ballers.
So I knew him from that.
Is Ballers a good show?
That it is.
Okay. I ain't never got into it.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, if he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
That was Biden talking about Trump virtual debate.
That's probably the clearest I've ever heard Biden speak in that one clip.
And man, you heard the airplane going and Biden's wearing a mask.
I know. That's funny.
You seen the commercial that is bashing Biden about how he has to read from a teleprompter?
No.
That shit's so funny.
I know that was Trump's idea.
Because when he's messing up, you can tell it's because that the teleprompter was messed up, and sometimes the teleprompter's too low and you can see him ask him to raise it up. That shit's so funny.
I mean, they all read from a teleprompter, though, but yeah, he probably needs it more than other people, though.
Yeah, they saying, like, he reads from it 100% of the time.
I can believe it. Dude, when he talks, when I tell you, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. I can't stand when he speaks. It's just irritating.
But you still going to vote for him, though, eh?
I'm going to vote for him. Because Trump got to go.
Do you just select Democratic Party on all things? That way you ain't got to vote in all categories. You can just select Democratic at the top.
Yep. Which is probably bad.
That's what I usually do, too.
Yeah, I should research. Because there's some good Republican candidates out there, but Which I don't consider myself a Democrat, but I just am about to fuck.
Into the hands of LeBron James. Butler on him. Green coming up to set a screen. James goes the other way. Drives down a lane. Back out to Green. Green for three. Off the mark. No good. Marquise Morris has it. Throws it inside and throws it out of bounds.
That pissed me off.
Wow. Threw it out of bounds, man.
The moment he's dead, I was like, why was he even in the fucking game? Why is he there? There's no reason Marcus Morris should be in that game.
Well, if Dan Green had hit the three, there wouldn't have been no goddamn reason for him to even throw it out of bounds, you know?
And I was like, who is he even throwing it to? Like, it's like he threw it directly out of bounds. Like, my God, dude.
That's some of them moments there where you think people paid them to throw the game on purpose.
I know, right? Shit, you write shit like that, make you think that. I was so pissed.
Those were some rough 8.8 seconds.
Yes, it was. So many mistakes.
You heard any more news on when Brock Weaver's supposed to fight again?
Nope.
Me neither.
Probably need him a nice long break, man.
Do you watch UFC? As far as on a regular basis?
Mm-mm, I don't watch UFC at all. that shit. I don't watch a lot of violent shit like that.
Why? Is there a reason behind it?
I guess it's just too violent. I guess.
But you gonna order the $80 Mike Tyson fight?
Absolutely.
Have you done? Are you gonna add it to your bill, or are you gonna go ahead and pay for it via car that same night?
I'll probably pay for it the same night. Oh, they can add to it. It don't even really matter, just as long as I see it.
But I will let you know this, so you won't get disappointed. If you're behind on your bill, sometimes they won't let you order it, whether you pay for it that same night or add it to your bill. If you're behind, you can't order.
Oh, I ain't behind on the cable bill.
Okay. I was just throwing that out there. That way you know you can't get all excited like, hell yeah, you know, fucking barbecue and shit like that and then get ready to mass or order and can't order. Boy, that's a bad feeling, that boy.
You something that happened to you before?
Yeah.
How behind would you want to be?
Having a time or two. I don't know. That's back when I didn't have access to the bills, you know, I just would try to order and it wouldn't let me.
I guess.
Yeah. Well,
which all fights were you trying to get?
Either UFC or a WWE pay-per-view.
I should know. WWF going to be in that somewhere.
Yeah. These were like the high school days or just right out of high school.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Hadn't been recent, you know. Because nowadays, if you can't order it on your TV, you could just go on a website and order it from there. Like, go to UFC.com and order it from there, you know.
Yeah, you just find a website or a link somewhere. You can watch the whole shit.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Sometimes, that's what I was just going to say. Sometimes, like the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight, what I done was I hopped on YouTube, typed in search, typed in, you know, Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, then clicked on videos and then clicked on live, and it showed me everybody that was streaming it live. And I just select. When one would get shut down, I would do it again and find another.
Yeah, that's what everybody do.
Yep. That's what I did anyway.
Yeah. I watched it at my auntie's house. They had all of the fights, so we watched it there.
So if don't nobody I know order the fight, the Mike Tyson fight, that probably what I do is watch it on Facebook Live. Instagram Live or something like that.
Yeah, because somebody's going to have it unless they be real strict on the they may be trying to be real strict with the.
It's hard to catch everybody.
Yeah.
The only way they can stop that is if they make it where can't nobody in the world go live on Facebook just for that night.
Yeah.
And if you ask me, that's what they really need to start doing for real. Just make it where can't nobody go live for 3 hours. That's it. Just 3 hours.
Yeah.
Shit, Facebook could charge to do that. Like, say they fight through Showtime. Facebook could hit up Showtime. Hey, you pay us X amount of dollars, we'll make it where can't nobody go live.
Well, they did that. They would have, like, a riot the next day because everybody would be complaining about that shit.
I'm sure. But I'm sitting here thinking, and while I was thinking about it, you know, I don't think nobody makes money off of Facebook Live. Like, I don't think they got no shows where they actually go live on Facebook. Like, that's their meal ticket. So I don't think they'll be hurting anybody for real.
Shit, according to Boosie, this is where he made his money from live. And Tory Lanez, that quarantine radio he was doing, he was about to get a bag for that shit. But
it wasn't Facebook Live, though, was it?
I mean, I'm thinking about Instagram now. You said Facebook Live. Yeah. So I'm thinking about Instagram. You're right.
So, have you heard how many rounds the Mike Tyson Roy Jones fight was going to be?
I think I remember hearing it was like eight.
Eight rounds, eh?
Yeah.
3 minutes?
Eight 3 minute rounds.
Pulling up Google, huh?
Nah, my computer moving so fucking slow.
Well, I got it. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones.
And you go ahead and put a date out.
Thought it was November 28th. Yeah, that's what it said. November 28th.
Some people gonna need that to come them down from whoever won the election, because somebody gonna be disappointed.
Here is the card date, the rules, and all that. Let's see what we got here. And this is gonna be my last topic. I really ain't got nothing else after this, do you?
Nope.
We've been behind for about an hour anyway, if not longer.
Yeah, we got it in the.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm trying to scan through it too.
I mean, I found a website where I click on to find the rules and shit, but now I'm actually. How can I watch the fight? The cost of the event has reported to be $49.99 on traditional pay-per-view platforms. So, it's going to be $30 cheaper than we thought.
Yeah, I can't believe that cheap.
No, me neither. I believe they could have got $80 for it.
Oh, absolutely, they could have got it.
Yeah. They really, 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 really could have. Older boxers have come back for this. Tyson had floated the idea for months before the bout was announced. Though many expected his opponent to be Holyfield, similar teasing and exhibition return, they are, of course, safety concerns when it comes to two men in their 50s who have taken full careers of punches to the head. A report by Yahoo Sports stated that Tyson-Jones fight would be exhibition bout with bigger gloves, perhaps 12 ounces. They met with Andy Foster, California State Athletic Commission, on Zoom recently. They aren't going to try for KOs.
Oh, yeah. And then they're not going to try?
Yeah, they're not going to try, but I'm wondering if they do knock somebody out, is that a loss? Like if Mike Tyson knocks out Roy Jones, does Mike Tyson lose?
I feel like they're going to pull some shit like that if he do. You know what would be crazy? Everybody think Mike Tyson go in. What if Roy Jones come out and beat the hell out of Mike Tyson?
Roy Jones Jr. exhibition here in California in September. What is your reaction? For instance, do you think that the fight's going to happen? And if so, who's the audience? I mean, is this something that actual fight fans want to see?
I mean, there are so many layers to this, and this is something that I've been chasing for almost a
month. I don't know why this is playing. I didn't even – it's part of the website, you know.
Fight Roy Jones.
Yeah, I had to click off the website because it started playing.
Yeah, you know how when you click on a website, a video starts playing. But check this shit out. I just looked on what other fights are on the pay-per-view. And guess which one?
What?
We were talking about it the other day. Nate Robinson versus YouTube star Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah, I remember you tell me about that.
But I didn't know when and where, you know. But it's going to be on the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight card.
Good exposure for him.
Yep.
That's going to be a come up from them.
Do you think the fight's going to last all 8 rounds?
I don't know about that, man. I don't know if they're going to last, but that's a long time to fight for 250-year-old men.
Yeah.
I mean, if 150-year-old and have old Roy Jones is.
That's 8 times 3, 24 minutes. 24 minutes of fighting, that's a lot.
Long time to fight.
Yep. Very, very, very
long. 3 minutes is a long time to fight. And you know, heavyweights, they go in, bro.
I already know.
So we shall see, especially if they plan on making this a permanent thing like they're saying they are. They want to start doing more events like this. So we'll see. Have this one go is going to determine the future.
What's another fight in the 50-year-olds that you would want to see?
I said, I wouldn't mind seeing Mike fight Holyfield again. I think everybody wants to see that again.
I would like to see I would like to see Lennox Lewis versus Holyfield. That's what I would like.
Oh, yeah. I ain't think about it. Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
Lennox Lewis used to be my dude back in the day. That fucking Briton with the long-ass dreads. They're going to knock you out, mate. Can't think of another 50 that's on up there in the A's that you'd want to see fight again, huh?
Can't think of nobody.
I was listening to Shannon Sharpe's new podcast. Did you know you had one?
Yeah, I've been watching it.
Did you check out the Roy Jones episode? I mean, not the Roy Jones, the Floyd Mayweather episode?
Yeah, well, I ain't watched the hour, but I saw bits and pieces of it.
Did you see where they talked about the amateur fighter that beat Floyd Mayweather is now homeless? Like, the only fight he ever lost in amateur, the dude that beat him is homeless?
I ain't see that part.
Yeah. And he was like, Mayweather was like, if I hadn't lost that fight, I wouldn't be who I am today. I'm thinking in my head, shit, if that fight made you who you are today, man, help that man out. Give him some.
I know, right?
Yeah, you know?
I know West Cal got Denante, well, supposed to get Denante West in the rehab program.
Yeah, he's already in there. I seen a picture earlier of Denante West riding horses inside of the rehab facility.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that's ever been. No one can stop me. I'm the best ever.
Like motherfuck all y'all, Mr. Mike Tyson flow.
Come on, man.
Fuck all y'all, step into my ring, bitches. Ding,
no
ding,
way.
Bitches.
You click, ain't never heard rock, this.
Bing, bing, bitches. I'm the dream machine, I mean keen vision.
That's about Mike all Tyson, I got, Mookie.
You seem like clear screens, hear me.
Hey, man, let's get up out of here, dude.
Dear me, fear God.
Call a fool.
Until next time. Until next time.
Like Craig, it's all gripping. Trying to feel like Lego. The Lego, my ego, with the record.
Big Mike.
Yeah, and I don't know how fake feel, nigga. Cause all my life I've been a real nigga.
Right.
Fuck your girlfriend, fuck your homie too. I drop bombs, I'm in a boot, in a homie suit. And I'm home to shoot, and I'm a marksman too. And you're the target.
Grand Theft Audio.
And everything get better with time. And time is forever. And motherfucker, it's my time, and I ain't better.
Woo.
The best ever. There's never been anybody's ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no
all
one
that
can match me.
Oh, I go so hard. I'm so gone. My ID is a postcard. I travel like B-ball with no calls. I play my role and listen out for the road.
Come on.
This is a movie and every movie must go off. But this gangster doesn't die like old dog. Say what up, blood, with the lick read. Five-star general in a six-speed. Still hood like thick cheese. Bitch, please, him squeeze quicker than the wind breeze.
Call a four.
Trim trees. Simply shoot till it's empty. M-beam and turn that thick cheese to Swiss cheese. Follow me, fuck around and see a whole nother side of me. I separate your body with them hologists, biologists, photographers. Picture me in your bedroom with a mask on. Pistol to your head while you put your pants on. Extra much, really very street shit. That is how I keep it. Rest in peace, beeps it. I knew where I had you in, cause I know my nigga seen it. And I'ma hold it down, bitch.
Call
it
a four.
Fit. The boy got a flow that you can drown in. And you in the water, wild them shout. And you in the water, wild that sound. That's called a no flow. Stop so far.
My style is impetuous, and I'm just a
it's mean, man. It's real mean.
Right, I'm a monster, sharper than a blade, like sticky fingers assign ya. Mortal Kombat, street fighting like E Honda. Murk you in the dummies that signed ya. What's spinning? Fire man spit gasoline on your contract. Fuck a pin, I need a match. Fuck a bitch, I need a batch of bitches. Y'all niggas act like a bunch of bitches, blood bitches.
DJ
you in a tub of blood bitches. young niggas, young money, young niggas, fuck pistols. We at your window with Scud missiles, young Carter. Big nuts, and they hung farther than your fathers.
But your guys can't define me. I define my work as a father. I'm many things, you know. I'm many things. Yeah, I'm a hellraiser. I'm a father, a loving father. Yeah, I'm a pretty much of a tyrant titan. Yeah, that's who I am.